Because whatever we're thinking, we are actually programming the most sensitive, delicate computer, which is our brain. So we put the input in. So that's the benefit of, I'll say, disarming self-talk.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. And that's what I'm really speaking to with the R in Rev is recreate. Because we can be aware of what the story is that we're telling and is happening, and we can tell ourselves something new. But I like how you use the languaging of switching over to the higher control panel within you. Can you expand on that for a minute, and then we can wrap up?
Sure. I love this idea. And you know, is it true or not? It works. It works. Anything you do in a productive, constructive, relaxing, validating way to free your creativity, free yourself up. So I love this idea of a light body control panel inside of myself. And I'm switching, I'm almost there, switching into full control. And somebody said to me, oh, isn't control a little harsh? You know, what about in charge, which I love in charge. The only thing I realized, this was a very beneficial use of the word control, which in the past, I sort of, you know, it triggered me and there were things about it that were ill-fitting. In this case, it implies self-efficacy. You can be in charge without taking an action. Being at the light body control panel in yourself and operating your behavior, your choice of feelings, this is a strategic application of your energies for, you know, the well-being of all, creating your business, attending to your children, partner you may have, friends, and including yourself. You get to treat yourself the same way, the same caring way that you treat others. This is a very important aspect, and you're the one at the control panel who's making the wise choices. And that's an integration of all the puzzle pieces of you. And apparently we're up to this, and we are, and we're all as individual points of growth coming to this natural openness to our creativity. A lot of us are coming to this at around the same time. And apparently when you think about we're in these singular bodies, we're also part of different circles of collective thought and consciousness, whether it's your neighborhood, your family, the kind of work that you do. There's lots of people who have that consciousness. Then you've got the consciousness on the planet of all the humans, and then there's the animals, and so we're part of a huge network of energy that as we're clearing our own veils between us and the fullness of our creativity, that's our contribution to a larger network of humanity that is moving in that direction as well. So we are really positioned for amazing discoveries of new outcomes of creativity, and we're all part of that, and we get to do our part, and as we do that, then we're contributing that to the collective as well.
Oh, I am just like loving listening to you, Ellen, and taking all of that in. You use such beautiful languaging that, you know, I think a lot of society doesn't have a lot of exposure to. So thank you for sharing that on the podcast today. And if any of our listeners would like to connect with you to learn more about their own self-driven happiness, how would you like for them to do that?
Well, you could send me an email at Ellen at BeHappyNoMatterWhat.com. Ellen at BeHappyNoMatterWhat.com. And going to that website, BeHappyNoMatterWhat.com, you can download, I think, the first chapter of the Be Happy No Matter What book. And you can, there are also pre-contemplative thoughts that you can sign up for to be delivered to your email box. And these contemplative thoughts, if you appreciated the language of today's conversation, then those contemplative thoughts will be a launch for you, a doorway for you, each one of those thoughts for you to discover within yourself some extraordinary treasures. That's the way I would put it. And the books are available on Amazon in paper copy and on Kindle and also in audio.
Well, thank you for those gifts, Ellen. I appreciate it. And thank you for being on the podcast.
You're welcome.